I appreciate the opportunity to be with you, to fellowship, and to worship the Lord together. Thank you for leading the worship in that way. It was great to touch base with God this morning, wasn't it already? There's many things that I learned in the 12 years we were in and out of Africa, and I bring a dress to you from Africa. And the idea for this sermon actually comes from Africa. So I thought I'd dress the part today. And among the things that Africa taught me is you can leave Africa, but Africa never leaves you. You know that one? And Americans normally have watches, but Africans have time. I like that one. It works. It really works. And in fact, an African concept of time is part of what I want to share with you today. It comes from Scripture, and it comes from one of the most respected leaders in the Church of the Nazarene in Africa affirmed it. So, but I want to ask you, how many here are planners? You plan things, you keep an agenda? Half of us, that's probably normal. You who are not planners, do you live with a planner? Okay, that's frequently the case, you know. I'm the planner of our family, okay? And my husband leans on me for organizing events and stuff like that. That's all right, we get along well, 49 years well. But strategic plans are a little bit step up. It's just not a calendar and dates organized. Strategic plans, has anybody ever been on a strategic planning session? They can take several days, yeah. If you haven't had that privilege yet, it's probably coming sometimes. You'll make a strategic plan. And the strategic plan questions include, what is the mission? How are we going to get there? What values might need to be maintained? Who will take what role? How will it be financed? What are the action steps? And what is the time frame? Okay, that's what a strategic plan kind of, let's see if I can make this go forward. And when I saw your theme, break down walls, build bridges, bond and love, I immediately thought of this concept about God and that I've been working at with the Africans for a long time, that God has a strategic plan, and it includes the three parts of the theme you're dealing with. I just put them in different order. God's strategic plan starts with bonding and love, then he builds bridges, and he breaks down walls. So I just flipped it, okay? So I wanted to talk to you about God, Holy Spirit, before creation. When we talk about systematic theology, we almost always start with creation, correct? But there's an idea here that I want to work with, and we might need to picture it. We did this in class the other day, and I had three volunteers come up, and they don't have to be the same three volunteers, but I want to see if I could get at least two volunteers to come up with me to picture something. Could I have two volunteers or three? Please? We're going to answer the question, why did God make everything he made? That's what we're going to be working on. I have one. Can I have another one? Okay, thank you. All right. So we're answering the question, let's be here together. Okay. This is presumptuous, I know. But we are God, okay? Okay, we are God. And creation hasn't happened yet, okay? So we are God before creation. Let's call you Father, you Son, and I get to be the Holy Spirit, okay? Okay. And so because we are one, we probably hold hands, but I've got the mic in my hand, so just pretend. Okay, there. We are one. We haven't created anything yet. And so because we are one, we're perfect. We don't need anything else. Our essence is love. We talk to each other. Okay? Okay? Hey, son, how are you today? You fine? Okay, how are you, Father? Yeah. Communication is our God speaks. And he didn't start it just when he created us. He spoke before creation. In fact, that was the method of creation, to speak. And so we know they were talking before creation, right? Okay, we're so happy. We're so happy. We're so complete. We don't need anything. However, do you think it'd be a good idea if we maybe had children? What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. Let's make some children. That's kind of natural. What happens in a marriage, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I think that's part of the image of God. Yeah. Wanna. Okay. Okay, let's make children. Okay. Let's make children to love us like robots. Is that a good idea? No? How should we change that? How do we tweak that? Make them free agents. Make them free. Make them choose us. I like that idea. Good idea, Father. Good idea. Okay, so we're going to make them. I don't know what they're going to look like yet. Do you have an idea? No? Maybe like us? Okay, let's put our image in them, and that would be spirit. But let's think of something to put, some container for them. Let's make bodies. We don't have bodies, but let's make bodies to put them in. Then, if we've got bodies, where are we going to put the bodies? Got an idea? Any idea?
I think we need an earth.
We need an earth. Okay, we need an earth. Okay, let's make an earth. Let's make heavens. Let's do it. And we want to do it because we want those people to love us. Okay, let's do it. So we did it. Okay, thank you very much, Father. Thank you, Son. We all started as good ideas in the heart and mind of God. And all of creation was made for us. We've had such wonderful songs about creation this morning. All creation sings. We do too. We respond to the fact that he made us in his image. And it was part of the strategic plan that there would be an eternity that was different. I have a box here. I'm sorry, it's really a poor image, but it's as good as I could do on PowerPoint, okay? All right, so the box is the box of time. Time has a beginning. Creation is the beginning of time. Okay, so God was there before time. And then he made time. And then he tells us very clearly, Jesus will be with us until the end of the age and then beyond. So there's an ending. There's end times. In Portuguese, we call it consumação. It's the when there's a whole bunch of events at the end of time. But things will pass away. Time will end. So time will end for all of us, not just like Billy Graham Wednesday. His life ended. But all of life as we know it, that's in this box of time, it's going to pass away. It's going to end. But it's in the strategic plan of God. There's the eternity that's blue, and there's the eternity that's black. They're different. Okay? The eternity that's blue before time is missing something. The eternity that's black, who's there? Us. We're there. We're there. That's the strategic plan of God, that he'll make everything he wants to make and put it in a box called earth and heavens and cosmos and all the stuff that he made, so that after all that passes away, his new eternity has us in it, and it's described in Revelations chapters 19, 20, 21. There's a new heaven and a new earth. He's going to continue with his plan, but his plan is always coming from his heart of love to just make more people in his image that we'll share with. So the box is time, yellow and orange as it is. And then he knew that we would need help, Oops, let me see how that is. So he knew he'd have to break into time. Okay, this isn't an afterthought. He knew it beforehand. He knew that he'd have to come to save us. He'd have to incarnate himself. So he broke into time in the person of incarnate God, Christ, so that Christ would be the bridge to God. We wouldn't do it on our own. I think about the fact that, have any of you tried to teach kids how to tie their shoes? Got that? Yes? Teach. I know Velcro's on a lot of them now, so you don't have to do this. But we used to have to teach kids to tie their shoes. Oh, and it was a task that took a lot of patience. And we would say, okay, now I've shown you how. Tie your shoe. And of course, they couldn't do it. And then we'd try the next day. Okay, I'll show you again. This is how you tie your shoe. And the next day. Few of the kids that I raised, or grandkids, could tie their shoes quickly. It took a lot of patience from mom or grandma to tie their shoes. Well, that's to me what it was all during the time that God was telling people how to live, and they never could do it right. He made covenant after covenant during the Old Testament time, and they all failed. None of them were perfect. Then, like the parent that he is, like the parent that we are, we end up tying the shoes for the kid. Okay. He ended up tying the shoes for us. He took it on himself. Okay. You can't live a perfect life, but I can. So he came, and he lived a perfect life among us. And he is then, Christ incarnate, is the bridge. Bonding in love was first. Sending his son incarnate to be our bridge is the second part of his plan, but it's always looking for this. The Son of God came to seek and to save that which is lost. We were lost to the original plan, but he came to fix it. He came to bring us back to the initial plan. Let me see what that's going to do. Okay. So Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It's going to come. He's declaring that's the plan. The kingdom is going to come. Thy will be done. That's part of the plan. That we do the Father's will just like he did. On earth as it is in heaven. I remember I was not in a Christian home. And remember every night I'd be scared to death that I'd die that night, and I'd pray the Lord's Prayer. I learned somebody had taught it to me. I wasn't from a Christian family. And when I got to that part, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my mind as a kid, I always thought, I know that's part of the prayer, but I don't think that's possible. I don't think we can know the will of God. I don't think we can really do the will of God, but it's part of the prayer, so I'll pray it. Because I might die tonight. It's 12. Okay. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day thy daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That was clear. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. That concept of kingdom escaped me. Power and glory forever and ever. Glory and power, those were also pretty big ones for the 12-year-old non-Christian. But I prayed it because I'd learned it, and I thought it was important to please Jesus. And then I found Jesus when I was 16, and it made all the difference in my life. He started transforming me, and I had a song to sing. I had understanding about who God was, and I had an understanding about doing the will of God was really something good that I enjoyed. And I read in Romans that the will of God is good, pleasing, and perfect. And it's pleasing to God, and it's pleasing to me. I love to do the will of God. Jesus said, the will of God is my bread. I love to, I eat the will of God, he said. So the will of God is something good, but the will of God for each one of us is equally good and equally pleasing. This is part of God's plan. It's not happenstance. It's not same old, same old. It's not what comes around, goes around. It's not any of that. We are marching through to a kingdom that has no end. And we're already part of it as we believe in him. So when we, in the scripture that Terrence read, we speak the plan by saying, come back. It's not a hard message. Come back to what God wants for your life. That's our invitation to great happiness and joy for someone. It's not, we're not inviting them to a relationship that is tenuous or in any way undesirable. When we invite someone to walk across the bridge of Christ into fellowship with God, we're offering them a great, great benefit. I want to read another scripture that was earlier in the PowerPoint, but listen to this. In terms of the strategic plan of God, Colossians, Paul writes it in Colossians 1, 15 to 22. It's beautiful. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Christ existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Lots of stuff that we can't see. He made them too. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together right now. He's holding all creation together right now. He won't always. But in this box of time, he's holding creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So, he is first in everything. For God in his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and in earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, me, who were once far away from God. You and I were enemies, separated from him, but not now. By his grace that he extends to us, by being the bridge, we are reconciled to God. That is the strategic plan of God. Then part of it is Jesus gives us this message. Message to share. Come across the bridge. Come across through Jesus, through the grace of the Lord Jesus, through his blood. Come across to fellowship. This is God's plan from eternity to eternity, that we would be one in fellowship with him. And he paid the price that we can do it. The strategic plan of God is at work all around us, all the time. We don't always notice it or acknowledge it, but he is sovereign Lord, and he does have a will, and it is good, pleasing, and perfect. And part of that will is for us to share the message of the cross, that God is the reconciler, each one, with God. So be it.